verse of Scripture here and bring you a brief lesson. So we finished 1 Corinthians last week, so I want to bring you a brief one-time lesson this evening on something that we probably need. And it's... let me remind you that we still have prayer meeting here on Saturday nights, especially for the men. Now, anybody can come, but especially a men's prayer meeting at 9 o'clock or any time after that. You can come. Sometimes it's 10. Sometimes it may be later when you can come. But if you can come, come in on in here and let's get together and cry out to God for the fall program, for the Jubilee, for all these other things we got to be praying about this Saturday night at 9 o'clock. Okay. I want to bring you a lesson tonight, real brief, and you might want to take your little three-point outline and write this down somewhere in the leaf of your Bible. And it's going to be real brief and to the point, and it may help you tonight, and if it don't help you tonight, it will help you somewhere down the road. And the title of the little lesson is Praying About Little Things. Praying About Little Things. Look at Psalm 61, verse 1. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. Let's think for a few minutes about praying about little things. Now, me and you need to realize that God is almighty, and nothing that concerns us is too big or too little to bring to Him. We have a tendency, I guess most of us do, I won't say everybody, but most of us have a tendency. The bigger something is, the more we pray about it. And the bigger something is the more we think God will hear us. And the smaller something is, we tend to think, well, He ain't going to be bothered with this thing because it's little and unimportant. And I guess that's human nature. If we really got a desperate, somebody's in the hospital dying or something terrible's happened, buddy, we can get in and say, oh, God, and we'll expect God to hear. But little things that come up in our life, we think, oh, the Lord don't want to hear me pray about it. Have you ever thought that? Just something little, and it bothers you, but you think, well, the Lord don't want me praying about that. Just think of all the prayers He's got to listen to every day. And I hate to bother Him. You know, you tend to bring down God down on a level of a human being. And so I want to give you three things tonight and help you learn how to pray about little things. And this will help you. Most of the things we need to pray about a lot of times are little things, and this will help you in your prayer life if you'll get it. Number one, Brother John, had you planned choir practice? Okay, good, because I got something else to talk about after this. Number one, this is the first point. Nothing is too small to pray about. Now, did you get that first word I said? Nothing. Nothing. Now, Brother Danny, some things, no. The first point I want to say is nothing is too small to pray about. We feel like cancer is something to pray about, but not a headache. How many of you have a habit of praying to ask God to heal you when you get a headache? Most people don't. Now, what if a doctor told you had cancer? Buddy, you talk about praying, we'd pray, wouldn't we? Now, you say, Brother Danny, you pray God will heal your headache? Yep, I sure do. You say, well, what do you do if He don't? I take a goody powder. You say, what if He don't then? I lay down and go to sleep. And if He don't then, I take another goody powder and I keep doing that, all them three things until it gets well. And I don't believe that, you know, if God can heal cancer, surely He can heal a headache. And if your head's hurting, you're at work, I don't think that it's too small to say, God, please, would you help my head to quit hurting, Lord? You know, I've got to work and I've got a job to do. And if it could be, you will, Father. Somehow or another, we have the idea that God likes for us to hurt. And if you're like me, you feel guilty even asking Him. Because when you're praying, Lord, help my head quit hurting, something saying, you low down dog, you know you deserve this. And you know you deserve to be in hell, so you ain't got no business asking God to heal your headache. Have you ever felt like that? Boy, I do all the time. You don't feel like that? No, I'm sorry. But anyway, I do. I feel guilty all the time. And I feel guilty even asking God for stuff because something's always saying, well, you sorry thing, you're going to walk on gold streets and ain't going to go to hell. And you ain't got no business asking God for nothing. But I think, well, He's my Father, and He loves me, and it's not going to hurt Him to heal my headache. He could do it and never feel a bit of strain and not get tired or anything. So we feel like cancer is something to pray about, but not a headache. We feel really burdened to pray about losing our paycheck, but not about a quarter. Now, a quarter ain't as important as your paycheck, but a quarter is not too little to pray about. If you drop a quarter, still looking all over the house, say, Lord, where is that quarter? Would you show it to me? Nothing is too little to pray about. I'm not saying you even should. I'm just saying it's not too little. Amen? We want to pray about what house we buy, but not what groceries we buy. When you go in the grocery store, Lord, would you show me what to buy and what not to buy and help me to make the best of my money and do stuff like that? Nothing wrong with that. We pray about who to marry, but not who to have as friends. And, you know, you better be careful about your friends because usually one of them turn out marrying. We worry about the job we take, but not about how we spend our spare time. Nothing is too small to pray about. I heard about a preacher years ago when you could get a license plate for $10, didn't have even his license tag went dead on his car, and he had to go preach somewhere. And he got down and he said, God, if I'm going to go preach, I'm going to have my car. And if I'm going to drive my car legally, I've got to have a license plate. And I ain't got $10. And before he got off his knees, his wife come in the room, and somebody had come by their house and shoved an envelope under the door with $10 in it. And he knew that God sent him that $10. And I've heard testimony after testimony after testimony. If you're right with God and you walk in His ways, you can ask the Lord for anything, no matter how small it seems. It seems funny, but very few people are willing to pay the price for that kind of close fellowship with the Lord. You know, you can fool around in your Christian life and live loose and everything, and you won't have those blessings like that. But look at the cheap junk you're trading for the great blessings that God could be pouring out on your life. Buddy, I tell you, the happiest days of my life have been when I was in close enough communion with God that I just felt like I could ask Him for anything and He'd give it. Have you ever felt like that? Buddy, that's some blessed days. That's the most happiest time you'll ever be in your life when you're so close to God that you can just feel like I can take anything to Him. I tell you what I've been trying to do in my prayer life lately. I've been trying to tell the Lord what's on my mind. If you don't like somebody, say, Lord, you know I don't like them. And I know I shouldn't feel like this, but Lord, if Johnny Ollis says one more word to me, he's going to get it right between the eyes. And God, you're going to have to help me. You know how hateful he is and how hard he is to get along with. You know, I've been praying that for weeks now. And the Lord's helping. No, I'm just kidding. I haven't been praying that at all. But if something's bothering you, say, Lord, this is bothering. People on your job. If somebody on your job, somebody told me the other day that the people they worked with was just driving them up a wall. And you ought to pray about that. God's interested in what's bothering us. You know, if it's bothering one of my kids, I want to know about it, don't you? And the Lord's a good father, and if something bothering you, tell Him about it. Don't go to the Lord and say, Our Heavenly Father, Thou God of Jehoshaphat, and Thou God of Jacob and Isaac, when really you're worried about that woman you had an argument with at work. Tell Him what's on your mind. You ain't going to fool Him. You ain't going to impress Him with your prayers when He knows what you're thinking anyway. One of the hardest things for us to do is get honest with the Lord in our praying. Lost your keys. Your hairbrush. Have you ever lost your hairbrush and went all over the house? Where did I lay that thing? Like I never could stand to see one time one of our girls would lay the hairbrush on the sink. And that, to me, is a nasty thing to do. Lay the hairbrush down on the kitchen sink. You know, just in our house, of course, everything's new right now, but usually you can find blonde hairs on about anything you want to find it on. And I never could see a hairbrush with about 40,000 hairs around wrapped, you know, laying on the kitchen sink. But anyway, have you ever lost one and looked a house over? I've heard them over and over and over. Where is that hairbrush? Well, ask the Lord where it's at. He knows. And it's not too little to pray about. Lost your pen. You say, one time I lost a pen and I prayed about it, couldn't find it. You say, what'd you do? I just went and bought me a new one. If you don't find it, ain't no reason to get all bent out of shape. But it's not too little to pray about. Number two. First thing is, nothing is too small to pray about. Number two, our Father is concerned about our concern. The Bible presents God as a heavenly Father. We get the idea of God as just an almighty, mean creator. And the Bible presents Him as almighty, but a Father. It presents Him as a Father. He is concerned about our concern. The Bible said He's touched with the feeling of our infirmity. Small matters often get to be of great concern to us and harder to deal with than big things. And it'd be awful to think that we couldn't bring them to God. If you and your husband are not getting along, that's the thing to talk to God about. Say, God, You know me and my husband are having these arguments. And Lord, I think he's wrong. And to me, it looks like he's in the wrong. But if it is me, show me and help me be willing to admit it if it's me. And help me to be willing to do my part. And if it's him, help him to see his fault. And you'd be surprised. That's not too little of a matter of fact. That's a big thing. And it may seem little, but it can grow into a big thing. Anybody want to give me some example? Shame, huh? Oh, really, huh? There's a crisis in this home over here that we need to all be praying about. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, he will. The Lord will do it. If you'll just submit to the Lord and to your husband and ask God to help you, you'd be surprised. God can work on them old boys, buddy. The Lord can work him over. If you got a husband that's just mean and a grouch and everything, the Lord will work him over unless you try to do God's work for him. You know, if you try to punish him and you try to do it, it won't work. But if you just turn him over to God, the Holy Ghost will run him half crazy. He may not let it show. He'd die before he'd let you know it. But the Lord's working on him. It's like Brother Bruce is a good friend. Now let's just say this for a minute. Say I had somebody over here that was mad at me and wouldn't talk to me. Say your husband or your wife or your son or your daughter or your best friend or whatever. And I said, and they wouldn't even talk to me. And I spoke to Bruce and I said, Bruce, would you mind going over to them and tell them that I do love them and I care about them and I want what's best for them? Now, he's my friend. I guarantee you he'd do that. All right. Now, if Bruce would do it and he's just an earthly friend, don't you think the Lord is as good a friend as Bruce is? And I said, Lord, would you mind telling them and what you want them to know? And the Lord will tell them. The Lord will tell them. He'll get them there when they're laying down there at night, when they're getting ready to go to sleep, and say, you know good and well she loves you. And you know good and well you ain't been treating her. You talk about preaching them a sermon, the Lord can do it if you'll just pray and commit it to God in prayer. I heard Bill Long say one time, he used to say that there ain't a man in the world can stand it forever with a praying woman. Sooner or later, something's going to give. And I believe that. The prayer is the most powerful thing in the world because prayer moves God. Prayer don't change things. You know, them little things says prayer changes things. That ain't right. Prayer touches God, and God changes things. And so you just keep on praying and believing. Our Father's concerned about our concern. Anything big enough to worry about is big enough to pray about. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. I believe we ought to have a prayer time. And during that prayer time, think of all just the little things that's bothering us. And present it to the Lord. You'll feel better inside just getting it off your heart and knowing that you've presented it to the Lord. All right, does anybody have any comments on what I just got through saying? Number one, nothing is too small to pray about. Number two, our Father is concerned about our concerns. Any questions or comments or illustration? Can anybody give us an illustration of something little bitty that you prayed about and the Lord, you felt like the Lord answered it? Anybody? Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, if you don't cuss, the Lord will help you start your lawnmower. If you cuss, it'll never start. Did you, ma'am? Amen. 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 Somebody else got us an illustration of praying about something little. One time I was trying to start the lawnmower, and I pulled, and boy, I was getting madder and madder. I used to spend more time yanking than I did mowing. And so, buddy, I said, I'll start this thing. And I went, and pulled real hard and broke a string out of it. And that was a stupid thing to do. And then I had to have it fixed and everything. So that ain't the way to do it. Just bow your head and pray. Who had her hand raised? Amen. Amen. I believe that. Amen. A lot of people don't think God does stuff like that, that he cares about a little boy going out and playing. But he does. He cares. And boy, you think, God, my little boy wants to go out to the park and play. Let it quit raining. Don't you think God is not concerned about... I believe God's more concerned about that mama and that little boy than he is a lot of this political junk going on today and some of this big shot stuff. Lord seeth not as man seeth. And that which is highly esteemed to men, you know, it's just nothing to God. Anybody else got an illustration? I thought I saw another hand go up. Yeah. Yeah, I think everybody ought to pray about what you're going to get me this year. That's just the Lord to show you. That's a good idea, though. That's real good. Anybody else? Amen. You don't cuss doing that too. Driving a nail. Amen. Anybody else? Somebody else got us an illustration of that truth. Our Father is concerned about our concern. We sometimes get the wrong perception of God. I mean, I'm not going to try to bring him down to the mushy God of the liberals. But I'm not going to put him so high up there that he's not concerned about what we're concerned about and touched with. He knows how frail I am. He knows we are but flesh. He knows our weaknesses. He understandeth our thoughts afar off. He knows our down sittings and our uprising. God is concerned about our concerns. Number one is nothing is too small to pray about. Don't forget that. I don't care what it is. If it's driving a car, if it's making a tire not have a flat, if it's a kid's runny nose, if it's making $3 last year the rest of the week for eat off lunch off of, if it's to stretch out to pay your bills, if it's to not letting something happen that you think might be going to happen for a rainy day, to whatever, nothing. Number two, our Father's concerned about our concerns. Whatever bothers us, the Lord's concerned about. Number three, we should learn to pray without ceasing. Now here's the answer. If you pray without ceasing and pray about everything, then you won't have to worry about not praying about the little things. Because if you automatically pray about everything, get in the habit of it, you won't have to say, well, I should have prayed about that. And I thought it was too little. You won't have to say that if you automatically pray about it. If you pray about everything, you will automatically pray about the little things. I mean, if you just get in the habit of talking to God all day, it's a good habit to get into. I used to work with this guy, and he's a real dedicated Christian. And he went around absolutely mumbling all day long. You'd honestly think he's crazy. Somebody that didn't know him would think that he needed to be in a crazy house. He'd be over there. We'd be driving down the road in the van. He'd be going like that. And he'd be saying, Jesus, Jesus, help us, Jesus, help us, Jesus. Most people think he's crazy. And we'd be putting down carpet. He'd be, bless him, Lord, bless him, Lord. help us, Jesus, all the time. And he's, and people that even knew him said, man, he drives me crazy doing that. But I don't think that guy's crazy at all. I don't see, he was conscious of the Lord's presence. I think it's terrible when Christian can go half a day and even forget about God even being around. That's crazy. That's awful. That's a terrible sin. We need to be conscious of his presence with us all day long. We should learn to pray without ceasing. Now, I'm going to close with this thought tonight and give you a chance to say something before we get through. Somebody made this little statement one time, and this is good for everybody. When you come to the end of your rope, tie a prayer knot and hang on. When you come, write it down the back of your Bible. When you come to the end of your rope, tie a prayer knot and hang on. And hang on for dear life and cry out, oh God, and the Lord is concerned about our concern. When you come to the end of your rope, tie a prayer knot and hang on. That means when you can't do nothing else. Have you ever got to the place where you think there's nothing I can do? There is one thing you can do. You can pray. You can pray. I've had a lot of people, I've even been there myself, saying, well, there's nothing I can do. Yeah, they are too. You can say, oh God, I'm tying a prayer knot and hanging on. And that's the greatest thing you can do. Is there any questions on that, what I just got through saying? Any illustrations or comments or additions to what I just got through saying? All right, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Let's bow.